Friends, if you have ever considered exiting your business or even acquiring another person's business, today's episode is for you. My guests today are two of my clients and also friends, Megan Hopkins-Sakurai of And Here We Are and Kiwi Shalafel of Your Gal Kiwi. Last year, Kiwi made the decision that she wanted to exit her product-based business and specifically exit the day-to-day operations of manufacturing, production, and fulfillment work. After talking through various options, Kiwi approached Megan about possible collaborations and establishing a unique partnership. Today, these ladies are sharing their individual and collective story about how the Your Gal Kiwi brand is now under the umbrella of And Here We Are. They'll share how this collaboration came to be, considerations and questions that they both had as they structured this deal, and what it means for both brands moving forward. Before we jump into today's episode, I wanted to remind you that we have an incredible free resource library that was built specifically for product-based business owners. You can access several on-demand workshops for free, including my Is Wholesale Right For You class, How to Decide What to Delegate, and our Booth Blueprint workshop. To get instant access to this rich resource library, head to prooftoproduct.com/resources. I'm Katie Hunt, wholesale expert, business strategist, and mom of four. I'm also the host of the Proof to Product podcast. Since 2011, I've coached thousands of brands whose products can be found on the shelves of indie shops and big box stores all around the world. If you are a creative entrepreneur that makes and sells physical goods, you're in the right place. Here on Proof to Product, you'll learn new strategies for product development, sales, marketing, and more. It's like your weekly dose of business school, and we're going to help you confidently grow your revenue in your own way and at your own pace. So let's get started. Megan and Kiwi, welcome to Proof to Product.
Hi.
Hi.
Don't be shy, guys. I am so excited to have you both here. You know, in January of this year, you both announced that you would be collaborating together, where Megan would be the exclusive new home for Your Gal Kiwi products. And I would love to dig into how this collaboration came to be. So let's start at the beginning. And well, actually, I want to start first with Megan. Give everyone an overview of who you are and tell us about And Here We Are, your brand.
Hi, yeah, I'm the artist and owner of And Here We Are. We are a mostly letterpress, stationery, and gift company based in Columbus, Ohio. I've been doing this since about 2012, but I started the product-based side of my business in 2017.
Yeah, you're a veteran at this point.
Yeah.
I know. Kiwi, tell us about your brand, Your Gal Kiwi.
It's a lot different now. The answer is a lot different.
Okay, let's circle back to pre-January. What was Your Gal Kiwi?
Pre-January, I had a stationery brand with sweary and silly stickers, greeting cards, keychains that I did digital hand lettering and a lot of other random art things and creative stuff.
Yeah. And Kiwi, at that point, you had been in business for over 10 years and the business had evolved quite a bit. We've talked about your journey on some previous podcasts, which we'll link in the show notes. But I remember you approaching me in the fall and saying, Katie, I think I'm done. I want to do something different with my time. I really love the work I've done and the products I've created, but this just doesn't feel in alignment anymore. But let's talk about that. What led you to considering closing your business, selling your business, finding a new home for your product line?
Well, the funny thing was I rebranded from Craft Boner to Your Gal Kiwi in 2021, I want to say. And I thought, oh, this is going to be so great. I'm going to get some fresh life into my business and be excited about it again. And then the second that I rebranded, it probably wasn't, but it felt like the second that I rebranded, I was like, I actually don't really like what I'm doing. And not that I didn't like what I was doing, but the overall picture of it, the shipping orders, the, you know, invoices and spreadsheets and inventory, like I just wasn't that excited. And because of all those aspects of business, I wasn't excited about really anything in my business. And I was more excited about coaching and doing other creative pursuits and sort of messing around. And so I probably took two solid years to figure out, like, what does this mean? Should I burn it all to the ground? Should I sell my business? Like, what should I be doing here? And I had sort of this aha moment in therapy, because if you've listened to the show before, you know that I love therapy. And I had this aha moment in therapy of like, I am an ideas person. I love ideas. I love coming up with ideas, both for myself, for other people, for creative projects, for products. I could have ideas all day long. And I realized that's not a thing that necessarily everybody has, because I thought in my head, oh, everybody's an ideas person. And so then I realized once that happened that I don't like the doing that much of the ideas once I have the idea. And so I started to think about, you know, Katie always does an exercise, like, what does your ideal day look like? And I started to think about that, like, oh my gosh, if I didn't have to be shipping out orders and, you know, figuring out the money side of things, like to just have ideas and do creative things, like that was, like you said, more in alignment with what I wanted out of my life. And so I just realized something's got to change.
So I know you and I talked about a lot of different scenarios. You could shut it all down. You could try to sell it. You could partner with someone else. How did you decide who to approach when you decided a partnership might be the right alignment? And ultimately, why did you land on Megan and Here We Are brand as a potential partner?
Yeah, so I had a few different brands in mind, and they were all people that I deeply admired and respected and people that I felt like really had a knack and curiosity and drive for the business aspect of things, which is something I've just never had. I'm not interested in that at all.
Don't sell yourself short, Kiwi.
Right. But, you know, like, just thinking about Megan, she'll be like, yeah, and I was looking at the SEO and the numbers, and I'm like, oh my God, I would never do that. That's not in my skill set. But so I approached two different people, Megan being one of them, two people that I thought whose brands were very strong and they were really like, it felt like excited to keep growing and changing. And they were both interested. And I honestly thought Megan, I've told her this, I thought Megan was going to be like, no, I'm not into it. Just because our styles and sense of humor and like the brands are fairly similar. And the other brand that I was sort of like lightly pitching this idea to, it would have been more of a departure, less so in like theme, but like illustration and style. And I talked to two people and it was two wildly different sort of paths and ideas. One person wanted to sort of like buy me outright and own Your Gal Kiwi and everything that came with it. And I talked to Megan and we had a conversation, and it was a lot of figuring out like what I wanted, because like you said, I wasn't sure that I was completely ready to just be like, and somebody take it, take all my fonts, take all my colors, take all my everything and just run with it, just because it was so deeply personal. That didn't exactly feel like the right move. So it felt more natural to me to still be like kind of involved in the brand's progress, but under a different umbrella. So when Megan and I think I'm answering the question, but when Megan and I started talking, it was just very natural. And I think Megan will mention later, but we both, I don't know if it was Katie or Megan or who it was, but somebody was like, let's put together a list of our like must-haves, wants, needs, deal breakers, that sort of thing. And when we came together, they just seemed to align. It was, you know, like if you're getting woo, it was like fate. It was like, ah, everything just aligned. And it felt right. It felt completely right.
I love that for you, Kiwi. And it's been so much fun to watch this whole thing pan out. Megan, from your point of view, what did you think when Kiwi presented this idea? What kind of questions started circulating through your mind?
Yeah, I mean, it was a crazy email to get.
Yeah, because it was out of the blue. It was completely out of the blue.
It was totally out of the blue. And yeah, I mean, at first it was like, oh, I don't know if I can do this. This is a neat, like, oh, maybe. And then, you know, I thought about it. I sat with it for a while. And, you know, I tend to also look at things as like when something like this falls in your lap, I was kind of like, I think I need to just find a way to make this work, because I've been on my side, you know, we've spent a lot of time building up the infrastructure to be able to really handle this kind of stuff. We can do all the things that Kiwi hates doing, you know, the fulfillment, the strategizing, the analytics, the sales. And then at the same time, I am the only artist of my brand. And for me to keep up with the size of the releases that we have been doing is a lot. And so I'd been trying to figure out ways to bring in more artists without losing the brand story of me being the artist. So bringing in a whole nother line kind of makes that work, because we can do like, you know, sub brands inside. And so the core collection is still me. And then we've got the Your Gal Kiwi for And Here We Are. And then, you know, this is sort of, I don't want to use the word experiment, because this is happening, this is going on, but seeing how this goes, then maybe in the future I can start bringing in some more lines and then we can become some sort of, you know, I don't know what that will look like, but the idea being that I am not going to be the only artist anymore, which is, I don't know, great.
Well, in a lot of ways, it will free you up to focus on more of the vision casting as the CEO of the brand, but also you can still dip into the creative work that you love and when you are inspired and want to do it too. So I really think it was a beautiful thing to be a part of, to be honest with both of you. Like seeing Kiwi transitioning away from things that did not fulfill her anymore, and then watching Megan expand in this whole other way as the CEO and visionary, it was just really synergistic. And I think too, when we talk about this deal, it's not a clear cut, oh, Kiwi sold her business, or it's a licensing deal. In some ways, it was kind of like two deals in one, you know, in terms of like the beginning part was talking about the initial transfer of the Your Gal Kiwi assets and the inventory and how Megan was going to manage all of that and what that looked like, right? And then there was also, what are we doing on an ongoing basis to continue developing this portion of the line? Do we want to talk about each of those separately? Like when it came down to that first part of transferring assets, what kind of things were important to you, Megan, in that process?
Yeah, I mean, so as Kiwi mentioned earlier, our brands do overlap in some ways, which I think I'm surprised that she thought that that would be a reason for me to say no, because to me, that made an easy reason to say yes. But that did mean that there were, you know, we basically had to look through the line and say, we're not taking everything. There are some things that are too close to some of our existing pieces. And then there are some things that just don't quite align with what we're doing. So we basically chose the pieces that we thought were Kiwi's strongest and or our favorites. And then we took it in and with Kiwi, we took a look at all of the art and we basically, yeah, we revamped it to fit our brand. So we did like, originally I was hoping to bring it all in letterpress print it, but then we realized that like that turnaround time wasn't going to work to do the release when we were hoping to do it. So then we decided to keep it digitally printed. And I realized again that that's another opportunity because I was able to flood more color into the line by doing digital printing. So all of Kiwi's cards now have like a really bright, solid color, almost all of them have a really colorful, solid background. And then we also chose to switch the production to like a really high quality paper with a linen texture to just make those cards feel really luxe and so that they still feel like the quality that our letterpress cards are.
Yeah.
To just really align with the brand more. And then we also like, you know, updated the art. We took a look at some of the phrasing, went back and forth with Kiwi and relettered some things. So we, even the pieces that we did take in, we still kind of, it still became a collaboration between the two of us.
Totally. And too, Megan, real quick, before I go to you, Kiwi, to weigh in with your thoughts there, one of the things I want to point out too is like Megan has a very numbers brain like mine. And so she was looking at sales data. She was looking at sell-through rates. So Kiwi had collected a lot of that stuff. And I just want to share that because these ladies really dug into what is going to work for each of us. And, you know, Megan wanted to see what is working well for Kiwi now. What does her sales data look like? What are the best sellers? And then as Megan said, what aligns with us and what can we fold into the And Here We Are brand in a pretty seamless way so it all looks cohesive. But Kiwi, what did you want to add?
The only thing that I was going to say is that one of the reasons that I knew that this was the right time for me to let go of things is because, especially when you're talking about artwork and products that you've made, they're so personal. Yeah. And so one of the things that really struck home for me during this whole process of Megan choosing SKUs and me sort of revamping things was that I didn't feel as emotionally attached to these things as I used to. So a few years ago, I would have been like, I can't change the color, or like, oh, that's one of my favorite cards. Like, I think you should take that card. And I was like, oh, this is absolutely the right time. Cause I was like, yeah, she's got it. She knows like what the best sellers are. Like everything that she chose, I was like, yep, that's absolutely right. And she had ideas for, you know, adding happy birthday or happy anniversary to certain cards. And it was really nice to have that direction. But if you'd asked me a few years ago, like 4 or 5 years ago, I don't think that I would have been able to make those changes because I was still so emotionally invested in what I was putting out into the world. So it was just a really good reminder that I was like, oh, yep, this is the right time because I am not tied to these pieces anymore. And they do not like, not that they don't reflect me, but I had been able to detach myself from them, which in the past I've had a struggle with. So I was like, yeah. This is so great. I thought it was going to be a lot harder. I had therapy about it. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is exciting. She's choosing all these fun new colors and I get to change things around. And like, it was just a very exciting process, which surprised me.
You know what, Kiwi, you bring up a really good point that, like, I'm sure during this entire process, there were times where it was reaffirming of like, yep, this is the right decision. That being one of them for you. Megan, were there times too where you're like, yep, this is the right decision. We're doing the right thing moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, starting to see the line come together. And then especially when we got the first samples in and we were looking at them with our line and how, even especially when we started putting them up on our fulfillment wall and it all fits together and it works. And just the whole process, I would say, together working on the deal and everything is just that, like, Kiwi and I are really good friends. And I think that that was just like what made it really easy. And I think that the element of trust is like a big one, because I think that, Kiwi, you might have felt differently if you were working with someone that, you know, I think that you kind of trusted me and like my suggestions. And, you know, obviously I usually had a reason to it, like, oh, we've noticed that this will sell better if we do this. But like, I think that it's, you know, just in all like human relationships, really, it's like, if you have that kind of like trust and respect for each other, then it's easier to just like, you know, let people kind of like guide you in one way or another. So
you also were leveraging each other's strengths.
Yeah.
And I think that's why this came together so seamlessly. Let's talk about the second phase of this project and then we'll go back. I want to talk about the must-haves, needs, the red flags, all of that kind of stuff. But so the first phase was like the transfer of assets and like Megan's going to take ownership of these things. The second phase of this is kind of your ongoing relationship and collaboration, which is kind of mirrored after traditional licensing deals where Kiwi is providing additional artwork, Megan's providing some art direction and guidance as to what types of products and what kind of design you want. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but how have you kind of structured that secondary piece of this, the ongoing collaborations?
Yeah, I mean, I think you just got it. Pretty much it. Yeah, I mean, I think it's important to note that, like, not only do we treat it as two parts, but it's like, even it is two different deals and, well, multiple different deals, I guess you could say, as far as like contracts go, because it's like Kiwi is not on the hook to work with us forever. She can do another release with, we're going to basically like each release, I will approach her with some pieces that we'd like for her to work on. If she has the bandwidth, if she has the desire, we'll write up our standard licensing contract, do the project. And then at the next release, we'll do that again. So I think it's pretty standard at that point, pretty traditional licensing.
The funny thing, too, is that I was talking to Megan fairly recently about the next release, and I was telling her, I'm so excited. Like, I'm so excited to design some products, and I have not been excited to design. Like, I've been sticking to release schedules pretty regularly for the past few years, but it has been years since I've been excited, because in the past, it's always just been like, oh my God, one more thing to do. I got to do a winter release and a summer release. And now it's like, ooh, now I like get to have some fun ideas and get a little bit of direction, which I feel like is invaluable, because when you're the only one making the decisions, it's just like, I don't know, I guess I'm making this thing, I guess I'm making that thing. But to have Megan be like, oh, well, we're hoping to fill this hole, or we're hoping to do more of this category, like, I think that's really going to be my strong suit, because I'm like, oh yeah, you tell me what you need, I'll come up with like 10 ideas for you. But like figuring it out on your own, it can sometimes feel like you're in a silo, just hearing like the echoes of your own decisions. So.
Well, and Kiwi, all three of us know that like when we're left to our own devices, that's where we start overthinking things and we overanalyze it. And so having this, you know, to bounce ideas off of and the direction and all is fantastic. You know, I'm curious, I mean, what kind of hiccups did you come up against when you were figuring out the logistics of this partnership? I know some of it's like, it's tough to talk about. Like, how do we define this relationship? But the two of you worked through this process so gracefully and so impressively. I mean, when we got on the first call, it was about kind of just sorting out, what do each of you need out of this? What do you want out of this? What are deal breakers? And if that's a deal breaker for either of you, okay, then that's something we got to talk about. But do you want to kind of talk about what some of those things were, if you're comfortable, or even just some other hiccups that came up? Kiwi, you want to go first? Then we'll go to Megan.
Sure. I mean, I think Megan's going to echo this, but the messaging is so tricky, because it's like, even when I'm trying to tell people in my personal life, I'm like, I sold my business. And then I'm like, but I didn't, because like, I still have my domain and my brand is still my own. But like, I'm not spending all my day shipping anything. I have a lot more time to like figure out what I want to do, what's next. So like, that's been tricky even on a personal level. So like on a professional level, like how do we tell people in a way that makes sense? But I think that's honestly like, and I wouldn't even say hiccup, it's just something that we're working through. And that was one of the things is like, not a lot came up that we disagreed on or didn't want to do. And as Megan will echo, like the whole time, our wants, needs list, everything was like, we don't want to screw anybody over. We want this to be like beneficial for both of us. We want this to be like good for everybody, because otherwise it's not going to feel like, it's going to feel sticky and yuck. And so I would say there was not many hiccups. It's just been trying to figure out some of the positioning of like, okay, well, you can buy my stuff and here we are now, but like, I'm going to keep designing. So it's not like this isn't the end of it. But other than that, I can't think of any real hiccups. Driving to Columbus, Ohio with a Subaru full of inventory was maybe not my favorite thing ever, but
in December.
Oh, that's funny. What about you, Megan? Did you feel any hiccups in the process or did you feel like it sorted itself out?
I would pretty much say the same as Kiwi. I think that the hardest part for me was really just figuring out the messaging, outward facing messaging, but also the internal messaging of like, am I going to just take this art and put it into our line? Should we make it a sub brand? Should we do like what we were going to do there? But I think where we landed like works really well. And I think it works really well as a model, like moving forward if we bring in more artists. So I think, yeah, that was the hard part for me. But I think that my like biggest takeaway from the whole process was just like how much Kiwi and I like really gelled together and wanted the same things and respected each other enough that we were like backwards negotiating where I was like, I want to give you this much. And you're like, that's too much. And like, we were like,
we were it's true. It's true, friend. Like,
yeah. It felt so, like the opposite of a business deal because I was like, oh no, you don't have to do that. Oh no, I can do that.
You were both very accommodating through the process for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny. I know that you did not necessarily use attorneys or, you know, to be clear to everyone listening, I was kind of working with both of you in a business advisory role of kind of helping you kind of sort through some of the questions you needed to be asking and things. But I'm not an attorney and you didn't end up hiring a separate attorneys to manage the deal. Ultimately, you two put together a contract based on some samples we'd looked at and kind of outlined what each of you wanted. And you did. You had fluid conversations about who's going to handle this or how are we going to sort through this. And I thought it was so amazing to watch because it really was a true collaboration. It wasn't like you're sitting at a, you know, boardroom table negotiating each item on the contract. You guys were building this contract together in a way that suited each of you. And I don't think there was anything, and we don't need to get into the contract details. I don't want to go into that here. But like, I don't think there was anything in there that was an obstacle or a barrier. I feel like you talked through everything pretty fluidly and found, you know, something that worked for everybody. Would you agree with that?
Well, we did have attorney look over it afterwards, right, just to make sure that there was no glaring holes or like anything that could bite us. But yeah, one of the things that I sort of going into this, like I, like Megan was talking about, like there's so much trust in a deal like this. And so I just didn't feel like it'd be the right tone anyway. Like I didn't want someone to have to spend like a ton of money up. Like I didn't want to put anybody in an uncomfortable position to be able to do this. And I know that a lot of stationery gift people, like we don't have just buckets of money sitting around to acquire another business or spend on lawyer fees or whatever else. So that was sort of my goal going into this too. And why trust was so important was that I didn't want to make anybody have to do something that was uncomfortable, especially financially, just to make this work, because that is just not my ethos, like not what I would have like wanted. It wouldn't have felt right or good. And so, like you said, it felt really easy if there was something that we were like, oh, well, we're unsure about the wording on this, or we don't know if like this is exactly what we want. We just talked through it and figured it out. And then it was really exciting when we got to sign it together in person. Then we went out and celebrated.
Oh, good. Yeah. And also, I stand corrected. I apologize. I knew you had an attorney review the final piece, but I envision when these kind of deals happen that people are sitting on at boardroom tables with on each side with their attorneys next to them. And like, this was not that. And I love that it wasn't that. So I think there's probably a lot of people listening that are like impressed with, wow, Kiwi like built this business and then she's now handing it off to somebody else. That's got to have a lot of feelings tied to it. I'm sure there's other people listening that are like, wow, Megan's acquiring a business. This is so impressive and so cool. And so I guess what I want to ask you next is for listeners that are thinking of doing a partnership, like this or working with a similar brand, what advice would you want to share with them? Like, what did you learn from this experience? Megan, you want to go first?
I think it's really important to just figure out exactly what you want before you're ready to start reaching out. Because like Kiwi was saying earlier, there's so many different ways you can structure a deal like this. And you could give away your art and not have your brand attached to it at all. You could sell your whole brand and walk away and never touch it again. You can come in as a collaborator with somebody, which is what we kind of ultimately did. So you have to really figure out what you want first. And then I think you really need to look at who you want to partner with, because I think it's really, really important, if you can, to work with someone that you have a personal relationship with to begin with. And if not, at least somebody that you think will be a really good fit to work with, because this kind of deal really hinges on the personal relationship, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And the communication, which we keep harping on here, mm-hmm. but for sure. Yeah. Kiwi, what do you want to add to that? What were kind of the fine points that you want folks to hear and understand?
I think for me, it was, Katie mentioned it a little bit, like Megan said, it was absolutely knowing what you want out of a deal like this. For me, I spent 2 years sort of figuring out in the back of my head, had this feeling like, oh, I don't know that I want to be continuing to do this for the next 5 years. But the big thing is that it was really recognizing my strengths as a human, as an artist, as a business owner, and my weaknesses. And having somebody that I trust, respect, admire, and somebody who has all these strengths that I don't have is such a relief, because it's almost like we build these businesses to be such a reflection of us. And at some point I realized there's only so far that I can take this business. And I was at the point where I was like, I don't want to hire employees. I'm not a manager. I don't want key accounts. Like, I've done it before and I just can't handle that sort of volume. And so being able to hand off my huge chunk of my existing business to somebody who, like Megan said, already has that infrastructure in place felt like such a relief to me. Because when I first contemplated selling my business or like burning it all down, I literally was like, I'm going to burn it all down. And then in my head, I was thinking, I've spent a lot of time on this and people still like the things that I've made. So it shouldn't just be that just because I don't exactly like this, that it should just disappear from the world. And so it was just figuring out a way to put it in the hands of somebody more capable than me that could take the business a lot further than I knew that I could. And that has ultimately been the most freeing feeling for me, is being able to focus on my strengths and being able to hand it off to somebody who has such a strong business already that is able to do way more with my line than I know that I ever could have done for myself.
Yeah. I'm kind of speechless right now because it's so wonderful to see this all come to fruition. And you both articulated so powerfully what the strengths are of this deal that you've crafted together. Megan's business mind, the infrastructure, her desire to see your products, Kiwi, continue to live on in the world, Kiwi's creative ideas, and, you know, even to how she talks to her community and stuff and how she really involves people in her creative work that she's doing. And Megan, you do that on your own in your own business too, but this really does feel like a beautiful synergistic relationship where you're accentuating, I guess that's the right word, accentuating each other's strengths. But together, it's making both of your businesses stronger. Like, Kiwi still gets to create the things she wants to create. Megan's business is going to gain strength by having a broader line and more to sell and more to offer. And I just think it's really cool. What are you most excited about when it comes to this partnership? Like, moving forward now, because that first phase has kind of closed and, you know, you guys handled that with grace. And now you're moving into these second phases of things where, Megan, you mentioned maybe there's separate contracts or agreements or, you know, each project is kind of handled on its own. But what are you most excited about? What's coming up that you want to share with everybody?
I'm really excited. I think I did kind of forget to mention earlier about that. That was another like key part of this, is that I'm really excited to build the Kiwis products alive. Like, the idea that it might have just gone away altogether is like so sad to me. I'm really excited to explore this idea of having multiple artists in my line and what that's going to look like. So I think that this next round of our next release is going to be, and it's really fun to be able to bounce ideas off of each other. We've already had a quick call to start working on the next line. And it's like, I just think it's refreshing because I also don't have a ton of that. You know, I do have a team that I work with, but I am the artist. So having another like-minded person to talk to about our release has been fun. But yeah, I mean, I think I'm just most excited to like keep getting to hang out with Kiwi and work with her.
Yeah.
Like, aww.
Yeah.
I love that. Kiwi, what are you most excited about?
I was going to say the same thing. Like, for me, it is so fun to talk about things. And like, for example, we were talking about my rom-com bingo notepads, which I've done in the past. And in the past, I've always just, I've talked about this before. I have ADHD. Like, there's only so many things that I can do. A lot of my business was taking the easiest route for me. So that didn't necessarily mean like looking into new types of products or different ways to do things, like different packaging or different categories or whatever else. Like, that was just far too much for me. I just knew that I had to keep it sort of as easy as possible, sticking sort of with what I knew. And the idea that now just talking to Megan about ideas is so fun. Like, I have the best time. I feel like we're going to have to, when we have meetings, like put a time limit because I feel like we could just chat about stuff forever. Mm-hmm. But just the idea that, I mean, not only that I have like free time, which has been super weird because I'm not used to it, but like on my end, but the idea that I still like have a hand and I'm able to create stuff and I don't have to worry. Like, Megan is the one now that has to worry about like, well, how much is this going to cost in packaging? And I can just be like, well, this and this and this and this. And she can just like tell me yes or no. And it's not going to hurt my feelings either because we communicate so well about things that I'll be like, yeah, we should do this one and not this one. Like, totally agree. And I think just like the future, building the future relationship and being able to be a part of a line that I was already buying Megan's line, like products before I even like knew her. Yeah, before. So it's like somebody that I've like been such a fangirl of for so long to now be like involved in her business feels like a pinch me moment for sure.
I love that. You know, I was thinking as you were talking, both of you, that like it also has to be really refreshing that from Megan's standpoint, it has to be refreshing to know that Kiwi also understands what it takes to run a business like this. She understands the business logistics. She understands the release cycle. She understands the costs involved. Whereas Megan, if you were working with just an artist that you found online that maybe didn't have experience creating products and with the whole timeline of things, that might be a more difficult or challenging experience for you. But working with Kiwi, it probably feels pretty seamless because of her business acumen and knowledge of that. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. All right.
Do you need me to expound upon that more?
Yes, that is correct.
But no, it's so true though, because when we talk about it and Megan's like, well, you know, I have to decide how many things I can have in the release based on my budget. And I'm like, you also have to think about the space in your studio. And she's like, I also have to think about how much space it's going to take up in my studio.
Yeah.
And so it is something that it does feel... It feels easy on my part because, again, I just get to throw out ideas and then Megan gets to. But it is nice to be able to like talk through these things, even when it's coming about like marketing or messaging. And I can be like, well, if you need me to draft like a little email or if you need help, like I think it is truly a collaboration in that, which like Katie said from the start, like not having lawyers, not sitting around a big boardroom table. It is truly like, oh, do you need some help with this thing? Oh, is this like, you know, like I'm happy to jump in wherever because I want to see Megan and her team and her line succeed just as much as she does. So it's like, we're both fully invested on things doing well. So it's not like nobody's just sort of like doing what they have to because it says something in their contract or whatever. Like, we're both right. Super invested in this being awesome for everyone involved.
You know, Kiwi, you brought up an interesting point. We haven't talked about the marketing side of things. We talked about the logistics of, you know, contracts and moving product over and the ongoing relationship. But marketing was something that we talked about early on, too, of like
it's
how
tricky.
Much. Yeah. And it's also tricky, too, because you maintained the website and things for your gal Kiwi and your social and all that because you are doing other projects under that. But how, like, for ongoing releases and stuff, do you... Megan, do you ask that Kiwi do some marketing around that? Kiwi, I know you probably volunteer to do some marketing. Like, how do you guys kind of play that out?
Yeah, I mean, I think that essentially that part of the deal is going to kind of just like repeat from what we did with the first one, where there's just some stipulations. But of course, like she would do it anyway. But, you know, just like that she will post about it a certain number of times, or, you know, send an email or those kind of things to her audience, but she would do it anyway. So it's really just like to have it written down. And I, you know, but that was one reason I think too, that we wanted to keep the Your Gal Kiwi brand its own brand and making it, bring it in as a sub brand, because Kiwi does have a very big and dedicated audience, and she communicates with them a lot, and, you know, we can leverage that and she can leverage that. So, yeah. So, I mean, I think it'll probably sort of mirror what we did with the original launch, and that'll be in the contract probably.
The thing also that I think is that if there's anything, I mean, I've learned a ton, obviously, having a business, but there's something so palpable about excitement, especially on social media. And I'm going to be so excited every time there's a new release or something going on. So it's something that feels like, yes, we have it in the contract for some marketing stuff, but like my whole brand is just based around honesty. And like, I get excited and curious and like will wax poetic about a lot of things. So it's like when there's a new release, this is something that I'm already excited about. So of course I'm talking about it, because why wouldn't I be talking about it? Like, I wouldn't want to put... That's the other thing about having somebody else, is that I'm now making products that I'm excited about. Whereas before it was like a lot of like, oh, I'm just making products, I don't even have time to talk about it because I got a billion other things to do. And now I'm like, ooh, I'm so excited about these things. Like, I really put a lot of intention and thought into making them. And Megan, you know, made sure we're going in a good direction. So like, it's probably honestly going to be stronger products than just when I was releasing on my own. And that is so exciting to me. So it's naturally something that I just will want to shout from the rooftops.
Megan's team has beautiful marketing in and of itself, and very strategic in how they layer in, you know, email, social, all of it, also catering to wholesale audience as well as direct to consumer and everything. So I think that the way you've positioned it, with also now the added layer of Kiwi's marketing engine to it, is really smart. And it feels very authentic from the outside looking in. And you're right, Kiwi, like the more we're excited about the things we're selling, the easier it is to talk about them, the more authentic it comes through in our messaging and all of that. Okay. We are recording this in March, so are you all working on the next collection, or what are you doing? Like, what's coming up for you that you want to share with our audience?
Yeah, I mean, right now we're in brainstorming phase, but we are starting to work on the next collection, so that's what's going on over here. Yeah.
The little pause before the storm, so to speak?
Yeah. Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, ladies, I really appreciate you coming on the show today and just sharing your journey. I think it's really exciting for folks to hear that these types of deals are happening behind the scenes. This isn't talked about very much. I think that when folks get burned out, like Q was talking about, they just shut it down. They let it go. They hand it off to somebody else, perhaps at best, right? But there are other ways to either exit a business or transition your involvement in a business. And this is a really great example for others in the industry to see that it is possible. And I think the message that, and I'll ask you the same, what's your final takeaway here? But I think my final takeaway is it's about communication. It's about the relationship. It's about making sure that whatever deal is done is really advantageous to everyone involved. Because I think that's why this has been so, I know it hasn't been easy, but from the outside looking in, it looks easy because you guys are such in sync with each other. But what kind of last piece of advice do you want to offer our listeners as we kind of sign off?
I would just say that when I was contemplating this, I have a habit anyway of getting stuck in black and white thinking of like, it's all gone, or like it's all out of my control, or like it's completely under my control. And there's like, I own my business, I run my business, I scale it, I get employees, I do whatever, follow all the steps that we're supposed to take, or I just burn it down or completely sell it off and never have a hand in it before. And I didn't realize how much gray area there was when it comes to collaborating, or when you want to step away or step into a different role in your business. So I would just say that. And I think really, what it comes down to, which I've echoed a million times from Megan, is like finding somebody that you trust and somebody that has not only their best interests, but your best interests too, because it's going to feel a lot easier to do everything if it's somebody that, and I think it is valuable that we had a friendship also before this, but I also know that sometimes if you have a friendship with somebody, it's like not necessarily the best fit, especially if you're very similar. But so just finding somebody that, like Katie was saying, like Megan saying, like, I feel like we complement each other really well and our strengths are very different and we're both in different places of what we wanted out of our business, but they are so complementary that it just fit. It was like Lego pieces just fit together so well.
I love that. Megan, what kind of parting words do you want to offer to our listeners?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the other thing for me, it's like just to be flexible in your business and say yes to opportunities when they come along, because I wasn't actively looking to bring in another brand, and I could have just been like, no, that's too much. I can't deal with this right now. But I think that's in business and in life. I tend to just, if something like that comes across your plate, that try and say yes to things is really kind of my advice.
I love that. Thank you, ladies, for joining us today. This was very insightful, and I'm just really excited for both of you. This has been an incredible partnership to watch come together and unfold, and you should both be really excited and proud of yourselves for navigating something like this. It's a big deal, and I'm proud of both of you. Thanks for coming.
Oh, thanks, Kate.
Thank you.
I am so incredibly proud of these two women, and I'm excited for both Megan and Kiwi. I really can't think of a better match for either one of them. Over the years, I have worked with several people who wanted to exit their business, but they didn't see a way forward. They felt that they didn't have the revenue or the assets or even the profit margins to appropriately sell their business. They had no idea how to price it or any of those things. And there are a lot of misconceptions out there about selling a business or even just simply closing a business. Those feel like the only two options. Close it down, try to find a seller. But in reality, that's not the case. And Megan and Kiwi are a shining example of working together to create their own collaborative deal that works for both of them. Megan is expanding her creative vision for And Here We Are, and she's aligning herself with your gal Kiwi. And Kiwi gets to spend her days working on projects that really fire her up and excite her rather than drain her. So both women are coming out ahead in this deal. So kudos to both of these women on making this deal happen and for doing so in such a professional and easy way. I mean, I know this was not an easy deal. I was involved in some of the pieces, but they handled it with such professionalism and made it look easy from the outside. They asked the hard questions. They spoke up for what they individually needed and wanted, and they found middle ground for things that worked for both of them. If you are a Labs member, I wanted to give you a heads up that Megan and Kiwi will be joining us for an open Q&A session in May to answer any follow-up questions that you have after listening to this podcast episode. If you have considered exiting your business or even acquiring someone else's, you'll probably want to attend that live. So check the events listing inside of Labs and be sure to RSVP so that it gets added to your calendar. Now, friends, if you found today's episode enlightening or helpful in some ways, if it sparked ideas for you, I would appreciate if you could share it with your friends and also leave us a 5-star rating and write a review. You can do that at ratethispodcast.com/PTP for proof to product. Again, that's ratethispodcast.com/PTP. Your reviews and ratings are not only fun to read, but they do help us with the algorithm of getting our show boosted to other people like you that could use and benefit from our content. So we very much appreciate you taking the 30 seconds to fill that out. Thank you so much for listening until the end. I will be back next week with a new episode.